Now, she was known to her first audience as Mrs. Gaskell. Since her resurgence in the last decade with BBC adaptations of North and South and Cranford, she's familiar to us as Elizabeth Gaskell. And this year is the 200th anniversary of her birth, and her name will be added to Poets' Corner in Westminster Abbey. She was a contemporary of Dickens, who was a fan and a close personal friend of Charlotte Bronte. So where does Elizabeth Gaskell fit in the English literary canon? Gabrielle, I think you were not a fan as a girl, but came to her later. What changed?
Age, I think, Jenny. I was my director and collaborator with this script, Richard Digby Day, suggested to me that I did a one-woman show, and he said, "Why don't you look at Cranford by Elizabeth Gaskell?" Well, all I knew about Cranford was that it was a book that I had been given to read at school, and I absolutely couldn't get through it. I thought it was the most boring book I'd ever read, but it really is the wrong book to give to a school child, because a school child is not really capable of understanding the subtleties, the wonderful, gentle, compassionate humour of the book. So I anyway went back and read the book again and found that I had been completely mistaken as a little girl, and that in fact it was a wonderful book. I then spoke to Graham Murray, director at the Royal Exchange, and he said, rather to my surprise, that he didn't know Cranford, but that he was planning to adapt another of her books, Mary Barton, for the Royal Exchange production, and why didn't I look at that? And I did, and of course it's much more of a book for the young, because it's a rip-roaring yarn. And at the same time I read about her life, Jenny Uglow's wonderful biography, and I realised that she was actually the most extraordinary and fascinating woman.
And the first novel, Janet, Mary Barton, published in 1848, caused a nationwide stir. Why were people so shocked by it?
Because it really brought to life the problems of the working class in Manchester at that time, in the hungry 40s. There'd been a lot of journalists covering it, but Elizabeth Gaskell got inside the reality of ordinary people faced with starvation and terrible deprivation.
I think you've compared it to Cathy Come Home when that appeared on television.
That's right. I think it had the same impact. And she wrote, of course, anonymously, or she called herself Cotton Mather Mills. But it wasn't long before her cover was blown and she became a literary celebrity.
Segment 1. Now, she was known to her first audience as Mrs. Gaskell. Since her resurgence in the last decade with BBC adaptations of North and South and Cranford, she's familiar to us as Elizabeth Gaskell. And this year is the 200th anniversary of her birth, and her name will be added to Poets' Corner in Westminster Abbey. She was a contemporary of Dickens, who was a fan and a close personal friend of Charlotte Bronte. So where does Elizabeth Gaskell fit in the English literary canon? Gabrielle, I think you were not a fan as a girl, but came to her later. What changed?
Age, I think, Jenny.
Segment 2.
I was my director and collaborator with this script, Richard Digby Day, suggested to me that I did a one-woman show, and he said, "Why don't you look at Cranford by Elizabeth Gaskell?" Well, all I knew about Cranford was that it was a book that I had been given to read at school, and I absolutely couldn't get through it. I thought it was the most boring book I'd ever read. But it really is the wrong book to give to a school child, because a school child is not really capable of understanding the subtleties, the wonderful, gentle, compassionate humour of the book. So I anyway went back and read the book again and found that I had been completely mistaken as a little girl, and that in fact it was a wonderful book.
Segment 3.
I then spoke to Graham Murray, director at the Royal Exchange, and he said, rather to my surprise, that he didn't know Cranford, but that he was planning to adapt another of her books, Mary Barton, for the Royal Exchange production, and why didn't I look at that? And I did, and of course it's much more of a book for the young, because it's a rip-roaring yarn. And at the same time I read about her life, Jenny Uglow's wonderful biography, And I realised that she was actually the most extraordinary and fascinating woman.
And the first novel, Janet, Mary Barton, published in 1848, caused a nationwide stir. Why were people so shocked by it?
Segment 4.
Because it really brought to life the problems of the working class in Manchester at that time, in the hungry 40s. There'd been a lot of journalists covering it, but Elizabeth Gaskell got inside the reality of ordinary people faced with starvation and terrible deprivation.
I think you've compared it to Cathy Come Home when that appeared on television.
That's right. I think it had the same impact. And she wrote, of course, anonymously, or she called herself Cotton Mather Mills. But it wasn't long before her cover was blown and she became a literary celebrity.